News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department says from now on, guns will be sold the same way no matter where you buy them. Clarification that sellers must be licensed and must conduct background checks on buyers.
Under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet, at a gun show, or at a brick-and-mortar store.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says closing the so-called gun show loophole will withstand any Second Amendment challenges. Shouts of shame, shame in the Arizona State Legislature as Republican lawmakers quickly shut down discussions on a proposed repeal of the state's newly revived 1864 law that criminalizes abortion unless a woman's life is at risk.
And the voters of Arizona that already agree that we should have safe abortion access are going to show that through the polls.
Arizona State Senator Anna Hernandez. The Japanese Prime Minister today will address a joint meeting of Congress in Washington. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission today is formally rejecting a recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Commission staff issued a memo yesterday saying the recall group didn't collect enough valid petition signatures. Recall organizers are already trying again. Wisconsin is limiting pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches at youth prisons. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that staff is now using better methods.
It's well documented that human beings are fundamentally more likely to change their behaviors when they make a choice to do so on their own rather than using persuasion tactics, force, coercion, or punishment.
It's part of a court settlement 6 years ago after a scathing review of the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. It's another sign of Madison's housing crisis. Landlords in Dane County filed for more than 2,400 evictions last year. That's a nearly 50% increase from the year before. The Cap Times reports inflation and rent increases have made it harder for people to keep up with payments and to find anywhere else affordable to live. The University of Wisconsin Law School says evictions statewide are higher now than before the pandemic. The man who pleaded guilty to firebombing a Madison anti-abortion group's office is sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. Rudindu Sankar Roy Chowdhury was also ordered to pay more than $31,000 in restitution at his sentencing yesterday. The firebombing at Wisconsin Family Action on Madison's north side happened shortly after a draft opinion leaked that the U.S. Supreme Court would likely overturn Roe v. Wade. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers will play in Brazil. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL made the announcement yesterday. It's the Packers and the Eagles for the first NFL game ever in Brazil. They'll play Friday night, September 1st, in a soccer stadium that once hosted the World Cup. I caught up with Packers president Mark Murphy on the tailgate tour in Beloit today, who says he has some concerns.
You know, it is a long trip. It's about a 12-hour flight, and just kind of working through some of the logistics for the league. But I'm confident that things will work out with the league.
Baseball, despite some showers in Cincinnati, the Brewers had a steady flow of hits to beat the Reds 7-2. NBA, Giannis will be out for the next several weeks, but the Bucks last night beat the Magic 117-99. Doc Rivers asked this after the game.
What is it about that Bobby Portis, Pat Beverly duo that injects so much energy into the team?
They're both nuts. You know, in a very good way.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. We may get a couple tenths to a quarter inch or more of rain here today into tonight. Our high today, 60. Tonight, showers, 44 tomorrow. Clearing but windy with a high of 58. We'll get to the 70s by this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome Ed the Diver. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
If you had told Stephen Colbert as a teenager that one day the former president of the United States would be standing trial for paying off a porn star, that young man would have said, "You have porn? Can I trade you? I found a Sears catalog in a tree stump in the woods."
Ah, Karen in Chicago is correct. I need to go to comedians to get my news now. They're the only ones actually telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stephen Colbert. Went on to say,
"You see, Trump's lawyers, they argued that he can't get a fair trial in Manhattan, so the judge should postpone the trial indefinitely while they seek a change of venue." Nope. Sorry, it's wedding rules. You put down the venue deposit, you're getting married in a rustic barn. Okay, that's how it is. You sign the thing. I don't care. I don't care that all of a sudden your fiance is worried about his allergies. Too bad, Derek. Take a Zyrtec and put on the damn tux.
And one last one, Colbert.
"Your Honor, it is only fair that our client be judged by an impartial jury who know nothing about the events in America over the last 9 years. Might I recommend 12 confused men who were dropped off in a forest as infants and then raised by wolves? Or, if they're not available, could we acquire some clone babies that have been rapidly aged in some sort of machine and then released into the jury box? Oh, they think he's guilty too? Okay."
Hooray. Okay, Midas Touch reminds us, just in, Trump's 10th attempt to delay his trial has failed. Mm-hmm. For the first time in his life, he will be in court every day, all day, in a criminal jury trial on Monday. Although it's only, Thursday today.
Yes.
How many more delays do you, tactics do you smell?
70 billion.
Wolverines ate his fingertips.
He will come up with something.
Yeah.
He will.
His dog ate his homework.
Right. Medical emergency.
He doesn't have a dog.
That's true. He doesn't like them.
Yeah.
Maybe he will get one just so he can say
the
that
dog
the dog
ate his homework.
Discovery.
Right.
It ate its homework like a dog.
Like a dog. It ate the evidence like a dog. And now it can't control like a dog.
Funny.
Don't get us started on how many things are not like a dog.
Right.
He says.
Right.
Dogs don't sweat. Dogs don't get fired. Okay. So, it is only Thursday, which in Trump, how many years in Trump years is Monday from now?
It's so many.
Like dog years. Speaking like a dog.
Like a dog.
Like dog years.
Yeah. It's years like a dog.
But, you know, it just can't be said enough. No innocent person in the world ever that wants to be cleared, if this is really witch hunt hoax, let's get on with it. Mm-hmm. It's because he knows it's not. He knows who the witnesses are. He knows what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. He knows how damning it is. He sees all the same polling we see. Mm-hmm. Where was the one poll I just saw? Oh, here it is. New polling from Ipsos shows 64% of registered voters believe Donald Trump's hush money case is a serious concern. This is a huge reason why Trump won't be elected president. Americans don't want a criminal in chief. He sees that same polling, that if he's convicted, his numbers go down. They're panicking about the abortion polling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
can I just say, if anything is more despicable than what Republicans are doing on abortion, it's that they're trying to lie to the American people about it now, like we're stupid, right? Yep. Like they're panicking and, oh, no, we're against this. No, you're not against this.
CNN did a survey this morning of the number of times that Donald Trump has changed his mind on abortion.
Yeah.
17 times over the last 25 years.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. They're in a panic. Again, he sees the same polling we see.
Yep.
And now it is so transparent and despicable that they're trying to, trick voters into thinking somehow they're moderating. It's like he just said, let the states decide. And now they're like, oh, my God, Arizona, Florida, and Alabama, they're crazy. He will absolutely sign a national ban. This is a new layer of despicable, in my opinion. Yeah. Jay Neuberger, to your point, Chris, Trump tweets, Trump turns into Sybil when describing his position on abortion. Trump, states' rights, Trump, pro-life, Trump, punish women, Trump, 15 weeks, Trump, Arizona went too far, Trump, I killed Roe v. Wade, Trump, 16 weeks, Trump, mommy, I want a sister, Trump, Democrats want to kill babies after 9 months. I mean, like every other topic, he makes no sense at all.
Trump's right? Like Sybil? So when does he hold his water?
And well, he obviously
does. Somebody does
he
it
because he has a diaper. We'll talk to Noel Kessler about that hour three.
Ooh, that's a good tease. Wow.
He's a special treat. Noel Kessler, we get all the good. Oh, by the way, speaking of projection, did you see that Trump also recently said that Biden pooped the Resolute desk?
Yeah.
It's always projection because I can't hear the stories enough about how they had to do diaper changes on the set of The Apprentice because drug abuse and poopy diaper. And he just accused Biden of being on cocaine and also of pooping. He said he soiled the Resolute desk, beautiful desk, the Resolute desk. He soiled it, literally. Meaning he, the desk, which, right. Again, projecting.
Yep.
Okay. This is my favorite. No, she twinned. Tweeted, this election feels like one of the Jurassic Park sequels where Biden people are like, hey, let's not try this again because the last time the dinosaurs got loose and people refusing to vote are like, well, maybe the dinosaurs won't get loose this time.
Mm-hmm. That's literally the plot of Jurassic World.
Yep.
Maybe it won't be so bad this time. No.
Yeah.
It'll be 11 billion times worse. Yeah.
We'll build a bigger dinosaur and it won't get out this time.
Yeah, even Liz Cheney, lizard, our velociraptor won't be of any help. He's just going to get eaten by the T-Rex.
Well, yeah.
Right? Yeah, right.
Set a goat out for her.
Yes. Bob Schooley, the absurdity of a rapist trying to come up with an electable stance on women's bodily autonomy, and then the New York Times trying to somehow find some equivalent to that absurdity on the other side. Oh, my God. Thank you. Twitter comedians, it's the only thing I can write. I can get my head around what we're all going through collectively together. Oh, my now warning. Sure, it would be for John Bolton, who remains an idiot with a stupid mustache. Okay, but Nicole Wallace.
Now a warning?
Oh, we were having a thing on Twitter about what time cocktail hour starts. And I said, I feel like Nicole wants me to drink mommy juice with her. Anyway, my point is. I thought she pushed back, And again, I get there's a debate about why you even have these people on. Because he's such a moron. But she pushed back, like, how do you square saying what an existential threat to the world and democracy Donald Trump is? And you're going to, he said he's going to write, he said he's going to write in Dick Cheney.
He wrote in Dick Cheney in 2020.
Yes, that's what he said. Yeah. And he's going to write in Dick Cheney again.
Yep.
Because, who's younger and more healthy and certainly, well, take that, Joe Biden, on that age argument.
Last time I saw Dick Cheney, he didn't look too good.
No, he's had one heart transplant.
Yeah.
But what a ridiculous, Chris, with the end of democracy, it's not funny and it's not cute. Oh, we wrote in Mickey Mouse. Oh, I'm going to move. Oh, my God. It's just, and if anyone, all other books need to be called Now a Warning. Because I'm like, really?
Now
so you're warning
a
us?
Warning?
But you're not going to help. You're going to actively, because he knows that any vote not for Biden is for Trump. And it's just, it's so, okay. Anyway, I thought Nicole did a great job pushing back.
That is a ridiculous mustache. It looks like he drank a milkshake.
I know, you just want to snip. Oh, that was Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb.
We need to get him in the same room at the same time. And just snip.
Stupid curls on the end.
Yeah, snip.
Snip.
Yeah. It is very Snidely Whiplash.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you know the bad guy.
He is a cartoon villain.
Right. Anyone that would work for Trump has that ridiculous Snidely Whiplash. Yeah.
But we're still paying attention to him.
Yeah. You feel like
a cartoon villain.
You feel like someone's going to say, I can't pay the rent. You must pay the rent. I can't pay the rent. Okay. And then
my hero.
And then tie all women to the railroad tracks, which is what they're doing, basically.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Where was I?
I have no idea.
Yes, Bob again. Trump is responsible for killing Roe v. Wade. What possible difference could it make what he has to say about it now? It's like seeking out Mark David Chapman's favorite Beatles songs. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
And thank you. Okay. Again, we turn to the comedians. 16, Jimmy Kimmel on this whole absurdity.
This is now upsetting a lot of his supporters, including Senator Lindsey Graham, who said Trump's making a mistake. And that is not the kind of thing Trump likes to hear from his pals. So he lashed out. He wrote, I blame myself for Lindsey Graham because the only reason he won in the great state of South Carolina is because I endorse him. And then he got it from his former vice poodle, too. Mike Pence wrote, Trump's retreat on the right to life is a slap in the face to the millions of pro-life Americans who voted for him.
Yeah, his vice poodle. His vice poodle. That's funny. I haven't heard that one yet. And Seth Meyers on this same topic, on abortion rights.
After former President Trump said yesterday he does not support a national abortion ban, President Biden told supporters, quote, if they put one on his desk, he said he'd sign it. Yeah, but that's only because Trump is in permanent autograph mode. You could put a dead bird on his desk and he'd say, who should I make it out to?
This is true.
It's exactly right. Oh, my God. Do not be fooled by this panic. Okay. Oh, Barbara Streisand. You've got to have Barbara Streisand chime in. She said Donald Trump's abortion statement yesterday wasn't just hyperbole or disinformation. It was a clear, open lie. The major media just refused once again to call his lies a lie. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Because you know what? We're people who need people. You know what I'm saying? People. I just like when we...
People.
Who need...
People. People.
People who need people.
Right.
People who need people. Okay. People. All right. I just that just makes me laugh. The way he says purple. We're people who need other people who believe in democracy, people. What do you think about that, people? People.
People.
On the machine here, it's spelled Trump peephole.
Peephole?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sean put that there.
Close enough. Stephen Beschloss, echoing my point, Trump keeps trying new ploys to delay his trial next week. Don't innocent people want the chance to prove their innocence? Yes, he knows he's guilty in every single one of these trials. I mean, wouldn't you think that's easily understandable, that someone this desperate to stop this from happening at all, wouldn't you even think there's a portion of his electorate that goes like, well, if this is everything he says and witch hunt and blah, 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 why wouldn't he want to go ahead? Let's hear all the hoax witch hunt testimony, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that makes too much sense.
Right. I'm sorry. Did I stutter into making? Okay. All right. Okay. So Noel Castler for the hour. Yep. We have Carl Frisch. Oh, wait. I forgot about this story real quick. This reminds me of us.
Uh-oh.
A U.S. Navy and Coast Guard operation on Tuesday rescued three mariners stranded on a tiny Pacific island for more than a week after the trio spelled out help using palm fronds
on the beach. Island.
Thing of Michigan. Also turned into an unexpected family reunion. One of the first rescuers turned out to be a third cousin and then the fourth cousins of the... Let's go on a 3-hour tour on our next vacation, you guys. That'd be fun. You have to be Ginger. I'm Marianne.
The producer.
No, I'll be Mrs. Howell.
I'm Gilligan.
Of course. Gilligan, if he has nothing to do but work out on the island.
They were just lucky there was fresh water.
Yeah.
Right? Available. Exactly, in a well.
They were very lucky.
Yeah. Chris is Gilligan, but Gilligan if he was like bench pressing palm trees for the entire week.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
The professor made me a weight set.
Right.
Out of coconut.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Right. And then you ate three of the original Gilligans to get to your current size.
Sure.
All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Ginger and her phone company, Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
This is Howell.
Okay. Right. Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. What? They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that fight for your values, like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that great feeling that comes with knowing you're making a difference.
Uh-huh.
One poop emoji at a time. Or maybe that little, you know, squiggly heart face. Or the thumbs up that I give you guys every... Thanks.
Or the one with the monocle. I use that a lot.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. When you don't understand something or you find it somewhat suspect?
Or when I'm speaking above someone's intelligence level.
Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. You get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices. Bring your current phone, bring your current number, go to CredoMobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone. What? Just when you use the code Steph. CredoMobile.com. Type in that code Steph to get $250 off.
Holiest of guacamole.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me turn you on to something that's going to transform your sleep, Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use that code Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Yeah. We're all trouble. We have a hate letter from Bonnie from Baltimore. I think this is, okay. It's for all of us. I need some hate letter music. A subject line, VJJs do not have teeth. I'm going to guess I'm the only radio host in the country that got that email as a subject line. I am very
disappointed
that you all laughed with Seth, the homo of hope, about vaginas having teeth. No. Saying vaginas have teeth was a misogynistic and and it was unbearable to hear Stephanie laughing along. Vaginas having teeth is a way of describing women as capable of cutting men's off during intercourse. It sounds so hateful. I believe that vaginas are beautiful and sacred. Bonnie from Baltimore. Bonnie, there's no one that is worshipped at so many sacred altars. It was, what's the thing I'm looking for, Chris? Do we still have those? It was a joke. It's a joke. Seth was making a little joke. Okay.
I always thought vaginas had teeth.
Yeah. Well, you're a woman hater. You're a vagina hater. So, you know, you can...
You're a He-Man woman hater.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. All right, now I need a love... Not just a love tweet, but Lindy Lee, who is our new love. She was love at first sight.
She was.
She's going to join us on panel at Philadelphia Sexy Liberal in just a couple of weeks, right? With Glenn Kirshner and JoJo from Jurors, all of our beloveds will be at Philadelphia Sexy Liberal. Very exciting. She said, had such a fun time with Stephanie Miller. Stephanie's truly a marvelous and one of a kind. I immediately felt welcome on her show and learned instantly why countless Americans around the country absolutely adore Stephanie Miller. She's a woman of exquisite taste and breeding.
Also a million followers.
Yes. Also, she was very, very popular. So we welcome her social media support.
Yes.
Oh, because I don't know if you guys heard the news, but the new Heavy 100 is out. Talkers Magazine, and I am number 55, ladies and gentlemen.
Who beat you?
Oh, that's a lot
not
of people.
That's not the... Well, 54 others. Let's not give away an industry secret.
I could take a look at Talkers Magazine and tell you who beat Stephanie Miller just by the number of ads that were taken out in Talkers Magazine.
Oh, Christopher Louise LeBoy. That's an industry secret you weren't supposed to let slip. However, I think the important news is I'm 55. I'm 55.
No, you're not in your 50s anymore, remember?
Guess who's 82? Charlie Kirk.
Well,
and wait, you know what's surprising? His number 80? Joe Piscopo. Joe Piscopo has a radio show.
How did he get one?
I don't know, but I beat him.
You know, if you're right of center, they hand out radio shows like Skittles. They really do.
Half the people on the list, I was like, they have a radio? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thank you.
But at least...
Thank you, Talkers 55.
At least Talkers is still aware of you.
Yes. Listen, I'm about to launch a 15-city tour with Live Nation. Put that in your snoot, and we've been on the air for 20 years.
Like to see Joe Piscopo do that.
Yeah, yeah. What's Lindy Lee's not tweeting about Joe Piscopo, is she? No. Okay, sorry. Did I sound bitter? I've been bitter since the third grade. Well, this isn't new. Okay.
No, I mean, I gave away trade secrets.
What?
So.
Yes.
By the time I got to the fifth grade, I was very bitter. Very, very bitter. A bitter, bitter person.
Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, listening to that list of guests that are going to be on the Sexy Liberal Tour, I have diagnosed myself with FOMO, severe FOMO.
Well, you know what the cure for that is?
Yes.
Getting tickets to all the shows in the Nasty Liberal Tour.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. I wish my bank account would allow that. I really do. But no, I want to say this. Okay, first of all, you guys, when you finish the show, it will be 5 o'clock in London, so you can perhaps have a Dubonnet.
Okay.
Dubonnet like the queen. 29 minutes after the hour.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Menominee Tribe is suing the owners of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and Google. The tribe says those companies know their products are addictive and leading to more suicides for young Native Americans. The Menominee say indigenous youth are especially vulnerable to social media's dark side. Four big Wisconsin utilities are pledging to hire union workers for renewable energy projects tied to the Inflation Reduction Act. Union leaders say it helps to know that the jobs for wind and solar projects are as good as those for traditional energy.
It allows workers to focus on updating their skill sets to meet the needs of the project and not worry about are there concessions and wages and benefits.
Kent Miller is president of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A recount is happening today in the race for a Dane County Board seat in the Cottage Grove area. Only 6 votes separate David Peterson and Lorene Gage at this point. Each got just over 1,400 votes in District 36. Gage asked for the recount, and because the margin is fewer than 10 votes, she won't have to pay for it. Whoever wins replaces Melissa Ratcliffe. She was elected to the state legislature in 2022. The Dane County Farmers Market returns to Madison's Capitol Square for its 53rd outdoor season on Saturday. It'll feature 16 new vendors and more bakeries, more produce, and for the first time in years, 2 vendors will sell locally farmed fish. The Wednesday Market on MLK Boulevard is back too. The Dane County Farmers Market claims to be the biggest producer-only farmers market in the United States. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm by later this afternoon. We may get a couple tenths to a quarter inch or more of rain here today into tonight. Our high today, 60. Tonight, showers, 44. Tomorrow, clearing but windy with a high of 58. We'll get to the 70s by this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Lawyers for former President Trump filed an appeal yesterday to delay his hush money case and asked to move the trial out of Manhattan because of possible jury bias. You were president. The whole country has a bias. The only way you're getting a juror who doesn't know you is if it's randomly Tiffany.
Thank you, Seth Meyers. Oh, California Mama Bear tweets, Stephanie Miller is the only comedian who doesn't both sides everything and doesn't constantly make fun of President Biden's age. Thank you. Sexy liberal music, please. If you like your comedy, not both sides do it, but we're facing the end of democracy comedy. Ha, ha, ha. Here comes fascism.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Kicking it up, you're going to have a lot of FOMO, people, because Minneapolis is going to be off the hook. Because you know how you're pent up for a long time and then you have a big, release? Because this is the...
Like a boom? Boom?
Yeah. Yeah. Sexy Liberals is going to explode out of the gate this Saturday in Minneapolis with Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter on panel, and you never who knows who.
That's right.
Else, we got Philadelphia coming up next, as we mentioned, with Glenn Kirshner, Lindy Lee, and JoJo from Jurors. And exciting bookings all the way through, up to Mark Hamill in Los Angeles. We've got Jan Schakowsky, Jill Weinbanks. We've got Valerie Plame. We've got Tom Hartman, Rachel Bitticoffer. Who knows who else might be in D.C., huh?
Carl.
Oh, Carl Frisch. Let's talk right to our friend, Fairfax County School Board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com.
I'm headed back to the Warner Theater.
Oh,
yes.
Do you still have the orange jumpsuit and the Trump wig?
It's somewhere. It might be mothballed at this point.
Who knew we'd need it so many years later?
Yeah. It might be in use by the actual person at that point.
Yes.
Let's hope so.
But yes, get your tickets. I plan on being at least one of these in the months ahead.
Yay! Oh, very exciting. Yeah, well, D.C. will be Joe Biden's inauguration.
Weekend, yeah.
Okay. Carl, as a former political strategist, you can smell fear and panic, can't you? And you know that Republicans must be seeing the same polling that we are about abortion rights and, you know, what is happening in the wake of Arizona, et cetera, right?
And they still haven't figured it out. Look, it's...
They're still doubling down.
Here's the arc, okay? Look, I got rid of Roe versus Wade, biggest accomplishment. None of you could have done it without me. Only Trump could have gotten rid of abortion rights in America.
Right.
And then it's loss, 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 loss. Look... People,
listen.
Don't jump to conclusions here, and so with each instance, Trump tries to backpedal, tries to massage reality, and then state lawmakers in yet another state, this time Arizona, prove that this was the plan all along.
And they doubled down, right, yesterday? Isn't it, Carl, that to block them from trying to stop it? I mean, this is exactly what the Republicans want. And by the way, Kate Bedingfield tweeted, covering Trump's waffling words on abortion without the context of his record, as you just mentioned, is an in-kind contribution to the Trump campaign. He nominated the justices who overturned Roe. He supports Arizona's right to do what it did this week. His allies are exploring ways to ban medication abortion. That's where he is on abortion. Mm-hmm. I mean, once again, we are, confronted with a media unprepared for this moment, aren't we?
Absolutely, and there's a reason that he doesn't want to talk about Comstock, because he does want a national abortion ban.
Yep.
And if you don't think he would sign it in a second, you've never met this guy. Well, thankfully, I've never met him either.
But, yeah.
This is a guy who all it will take is the pro-life movement having an audience with him in the Oval Office, the anti-choice movement, saying what a great guy he is and how only he can do this, and he will sign it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Speaking of the media, angry staffer said this to Carl. I want to get your take on this. Some curious media folks might want to reach out to the RNC about their internal polling. They'll probably lie about it, but there's some panicking going on. I mean, again, you know, we've seen poll after poll after poll. You know, I'm just curious. Again, I think that's the I was saying at the top of the show, Carl, what's so not that it's unexpected for Republicans, it's more despicable than what they're doing on abortion rights, is that they're trying to lie to the American people about it, right? Whether it's Kerry Lake or whoever.
Are. Because they've seen the polling. There's a reason that they don't want the American people to know this. And by the way, it's not just the polling at this point. We've also had how many special elections, how many election days since Roe was overturned, and how much better Democrats have done in each and every one of them.
Yeah.
So they don't need to rely on their polling. They have actual evidence to show the polling is correct.
Yeah. No, and that's a great point, because as we keep saying, you know, polls, who knows, right? But the actual results have been overwhelming. I mean, Dave, I thought, summed it up on Twitter. Said the GOP acts like abortion is about national rights. Trump now says abortion is about states' rights. Wrong either way. Abortion is about women's rights. I think that's a good framing for 24, don't you?
Yeah, and I think Biden's campaign tweeted much the same. There was an article saying Trump wants it to be a states' rights issue, and Biden said, no, this is a women's rights issue, and he's absolutely correct. And by the way, that's how the electorate sees it. You do not have run-of-the-mill voters who are, you know, staking out their position on abortion rights over the 10th Amendment. That's not how they think.
And people get it.
They don't want to be stopped from having it across state lines. They don't want to be stopped from having the same rights to their liberty in, you know, North Carolina as they do in Virginia.
Yeah. And people get it. Our friend Black Knight tweeted, states' rights, you mean like the right to own my black ass?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they get what states' rights is code for. You know, go do whatever you egregious thing you want. And Arizona did. Tristan Snell, I like, said, want Roe? Vote Joe. That's a good one.
Oh, wow.
Do you like that? It's a bumper sticker, right? Don't we always have to fit it on a bumper sticker?
Sure.
And you know, Democrats aren't normally good at nuance. That's just, you know, it's a one syllable. Perfect.
It's like five words.
I love Paul tweets, are you better off than you were 161 years ago? Will be a great campaign slogan on the other side.
That's a good one. Yeah, and I shudder to think all these other laws that they're going to bring out that were signed around the same time. I mean, there's lists of them online about, you know, if you're a white person being accused of a crime in Arizona, you know, the same time that this abortion legislation was signed into law, a law was signed in saying that, you know, a person of color couldn't testify against you in court. So, you know, there's any number of things that show how archaic this is and how absolutely backwards it is.
And it's so interesting that the insurrection clause, that was, that old law, that was not, must not apply. Right? But this one's fine. I mean, they're just so hypocritical, aren't they, on picking and choosing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But again, this is all by design. I think they knew that this would come. And what they're really trying to do is just hold on, fingers crossed, that they elect Donald Trump and that they can keep Democrats from passing a national right to abortion. And, you know, they think the longer they can hold out, the more sustainable their position becomes.
Yeah. I love that Aaron Rupar said there's poetry in Republicans being undone by the thing they worked 50 years to achieve. I mean, and it couldn't happen to a nicer party, could it?
No, absolutely not. But look, I mean, let's not forget that there are real people whose lives are caught in the balance here. Yeah. Every day we read stories about women who are either being seriously injured or losing their lives because of this horrendous decision that was brought about by one man, by Donald Trump.
Yeah. Let's talk third party. Mark Elias, who knows a thing or two about a thing or two, tweets Trump's campaign knows a vote for Robert Kennedy is a vote for Trump. A vote for Cornel West is a vote for Trump. A vote for Jill Stein is a vote for Trump. A vote for Biden is a vote for democracy. Mm-hmm. He just said not voting is a vote for Trump as well. I mean, that's the terrifying thing, right? In such a closely divided country, isn't it?
It is. But I would also stress that, you know, I think people get it. And we just need to remind them that there is a stark choice here. I think what's weird about this scenario is that, you know, Democrats are not prone to, treat their presidents like Republicans treat their presidents, right? And so we just have to remember that the choice here is between the potential end to democracy and a president who, while he is old, has gotten a heck of a lot done as president that we all, you know, admire and want to continue to see happen.
Yeah.
Things that Trump couldn't get done in 4 years, this guy got done in, you know, 18 months.
Yeah. Here, and by the way, Covey, here's a I think to sum up, you know, 2024. He said Democrats are out here looking ahead to 2050, while Republicans are looking back to 1860. We've always said that, right? Put it in D, you know, put it in R if you want to go in reverse, put it in D if you want to go forward. I mean, I think that's also what this is about, right?
Yeah, and it's not only in reverse. I mean, you're basically giving them the keys to a time machine to take us back in time. Not only backwards to months ago or years ago, you're talking decades here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, make no mistake, and this is just one of the issues they will do that on. Mm-hmm. You know, Project 2025, people need to Google that and start learning about it, because if they don't, they're going to be in for a rude awakening if this guy's ever elected president again.
Yeah.
They have an entire plan to dismantle the, you know, progressive successes of the last century.
Yeah. So we were talking yesterday. We played some sound. Don Staley, the basketball coach, was asked by some, I don't know, sports
douche
about, you know, transgender women playing in sports. And she's like, I'm fine with it. Right. And, you know, so now he went on Twitter and started whining about it, you know, and we were talking yesterday, Carl, about it just seems like Republicans are running on these like woke issues that don't really affect hardly anyone's life in a real way. Yeah. I loved Jemele Hill tweeted about him whining about how the reaction. She said the truth here is that there isn't a single transgender woman competing in Division I women's basketball, meaning none were competing at the Final Four or on Dawn Staley's team. So there was zero relevancy to your question. You wanted to troll, you wanted the clicks, and you were looking for a reason to put a target on someone's back. That's not journalism. But then again, given who you work for, none of this is surprising. I mean, good for her for calling it out. This is what I was saying. In some cases, they're trying to make laws that affect literally like one person in their state, right?
Right. Well, and, you know, often when they are asked about it, they don't know the answer to that question. But, you know, that is not about legislating. That is about motivating their base. And, you know, it is what they've got left in this post-Roe environment is they will do absolutely anything to motivate their base to turn out, including demonizing people who are their fellow Americans.
So before we go, in Virginia, obviously we talked about this, you know, the Youngkin ran on this parents' rights thing. And as a school board member, how do you feel like that issue is going to play this time when I just feel like they have become absolutely the party of big government? Here's what your books your kids can read. Here's what they can learn. Here's who you can marry, who you can love, what you can do with your body. Talk to us about parents' rights.
Well, of course we want parents involved in their kids' educations and we want them in our schools. This is about whether or not a parent has the right to dictate for other parents.
Yeah.
You know, the last election we had here in Virginia was last November. And on our school board here, we did better as Democrats than we did 4 years ago before all of this stuff began. The same, you know, trend played out across the Commonwealth with Democrats winning in closely contested races for school board all over the Commonwealth because we talked about the issues that parents actually care about.
Yeah.
And that's the educating of their children, not book bans and whether or not we're going to have inclusive schools.
I have to hope in my heart, Carl, that, you know, the parents' number one wish is their kids don't grow up to be despicable bullies like Donald Trump. I mean, that's what I feel like we've talked about forever is rolling back Trumpism. I know you as a gay man have gotten horrible, vicious threats. You know, judges, prosecutors, lawmakers. I mean, do we ever get kindness and decency back to any degree? It's like, I don't remember. Do you remember that growing up? School board members getting death threats and judges and prosecutors, you name it, right?
I'm sure they got death threats during integration, but it's probably been a minute since. You know, you haven't lived until you receive a rainbow swastika mailed to your home and discover that even bigots have access to Mac paint.
All right. We're going to leave Carl on the mic drop. Yeah. Love you, Carl Frisch. MooksForCarl.com to keep goodness and kindness and decency in the world.
Yes.
Love you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
All right. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by being done. Just done with debt. Done. I'm done with you. Done with you, debt. Talk to the hand.
Get.
Scat. Skadoodle. Snap a doodle. Go. Okay. That's what you want because you don't want to be up all night, right? Thinking about my debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. Am I right? You got inflation. You're living paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. They have ingenious new strategies to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff and negotiators know how to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy, without a loan. They're the expert in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions, as you know, are time sensitive. Oh, yeah. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep psychological warfare of right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You know why? Jody was able to save me from that centipede that just started walking across. Because she takes plant protein from Right Power, like high impact protein.
Yep.
She lunged into action like a bobcat. And yes, she is taking it out. See, she took it outside. She
took it outside so it can come back in again.
No, he didn't come back in. He's
fine. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Chris and I were ready to Hulk smash. Jody is the...
I didn't move.
No, you didn't care.
Move at all.
No. Okay.
You're safe.
Power Life High Impact Protein. Jody's super powered by the plant protein. Chris has the whey protein, and he is mostly a show pony. He just has lots of muscles and no real purpose.
That's right.
Okay. P90X guy, Tony Horton, you remember. He got shingles. He thought he wasn't going to make it. At 65, he looks and feels better than ever. Why? He discovered HMB. High impact protein, available in whey or plant protein.
Yeah.
One scoop, right? You got your vanilla, your chocolate, your strawberry, you name it. One scoop, Chris gave you, he uses the chocolate, and then he puts a little peanut butter in it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
yummy. That's it
okay.
Really good.
MyPowerLife.com. Use the code fitness, save 30%. You get a 90-day guarantee. Or you can go to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 55 minutes after the hour, if you'd like to review, Jody Hamilton has just removed a very large centipede that was crawling across my commercial read.
I think it was a millipede
and set
that had
it
more
free.
Legs than 100.
Okay, yeah, and by the way, you're wrong again, Chris. You know why? Because Clyde is really smart, because I wondered what he was looking at, and he kept trying to get to underneath the thing. He obviously knew the centipede was there before any of us. You are smart. You was kind. You was important. Okay.
And he's
you
now
shake your head at
running
me.
Around.
Okay.
Yes, I took the toy away.
Ray, the spicy gay Zionist.
Oh,
what? tweets. Sorry, the Harmar is a dead mall. I know how to bring it back. Put in a bark park. Harmar bark park. You're welcome.
That would
That's
bring
a fantastic
it back.
Idea.
Yes.
Big thinkers. Big thinkers. Annie, in New Jersey. Hey, Ann.
Hey, Steph. How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
I am first-time caller and feeling a little bit sad today. I'm going to try and be the chick who will not cry on the radio, but if there was one show where I could cry, it would be yours.
That's right.
My brother, 3 years ago today, in the height of COVID craziness, unfortunately, my brother succumbed to COVID complications and went to heaven.
So I'm
just, trying to remind people that there's a whole set of people out there, including me and my family, who are still suffering from COVID, and I'm trying to turn my energy into something positive, into really getting out the vote. I'll be out there on election day, driving all the old people in town to the polls, and just to do what, channel it into something positive.
That is a great,
and
that's a great tribute to your brother. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous, are you better off 4 years ago? No, at least a million Americans, and including your brother, are not better off. They're gone.
Right.
Go ahead.
I thank you and all the team for just being such a light during a very, very hard time and helping us all get through. I love you, and I love Frosted Cinnamon Pop-Tarts, and I'll see you at the town hall in New York City.
And now we part ways, because unfrosted cinnamon Pop-Tarts are the only way to go. Other than that, I love and support you. You just have to put butter on it.
It's got to be frosted and toasted. Frosted and toasted.
Yes. Only for you. Only for you, Anne. All right. I will see you in Sexy Liberal New York. Love you. Hang in there.
Aw.
Love you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Frosted.
It's the only way.
I would do unfrosted with butter.
That
sounds good.
Okay. Noel Castler is coming up, Stephanie Miller Show.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh, Thursday noon to 2, talking with Jeffrey Hoffman, converting the DeLorean to electric on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.